Welcome to the official podcast of PHP Architect. Join us to listen to the latest news and tech talk from our conferences, the magazine, and wider PHP community.
I really think we need to lift our ban on no drinking during the show anymore.
Well, now you tell me.
No.
Could definitely
Thanks, Tom. That got me these nice cups for my birthday to drink. Well, old fashions then, but I'm sure Lagavulin works just as well. I haven't actually used them yet.
Could go for some of that right about now.
Right. Hey, John.
Hi, Eric. How are you? What are we doing here?
Not sleeping, that's for sure. 4 days, 10 hours, 55 minutes, and 38 seconds.
Until?
And we will be kicking off PHP Tech 2026 in Chicago.
We will. For the people who are new here, what are they listening to?
This is Gary and Fred's Crazy Adventures. Yeah, listen to the PHP podcast, the official podcast, PHP Architect. John, do you know who our sponsor, our partners are for the show are today?
I'm going with PHP Architect.
Damn right! PHP Architect. God damn it. Yes, PHP Architect and PHP Tech. We figure we'll give ourselves a little love this week. No shade to any of our other wonderful partners, CodeRabbit, PHP Score, and Displace. We do appreciate all you very much.
Yes.
Oh, man. What else do we have to talk about?
If you want to be part of the show.
Part
of the show. Please join us in Discord over at discord.phparch.com.
We got a little. I want to be part of the show. What's the point of being part of the show, John?
Well, when we switch from this screen, you can see the talk happening over on the right hand side here. But you can be a part of the show. We hopefully have quite a few new people listening. Some of our speakers of the conference, I kind of posted to them privately saying, hey, we're about to go live if you're interested, because we're going to talk a lot about tech today, I'm sure.
Yeah. Speakers, if you're not in the general channel, make sure you're in the general channel in case questions do arise.
I think you have to be in the general channel when you first join, don't you?
I don't know. I don't know how this shit works.
That's the way it should be. I'll give a little promo for our merchandise, store.phparch.com. Buy some shirts, hats, other fun stuff. That's all we have to say about that.
You should see a few of the things around tech next week, actually. I got a couple of the new shirts in. All right, we're going to share this real fast.
Before you do, can I say something? I want it done at the beginning of the show. If you want to come to tech and you have the ability to get yourself there and have a place to stay or find somebody to room with, we have a free ticket to give away.
What?
DM me. I'll put you on the list and then we'll do a random draw or something either at the end of the show or maybe tomorrow, depending on if I get a response or not. But I do have a free ticket to give out.
This has been big news because this year we did something different and made the entire team purchase their own tickets.
Yeah.
So, you know,
that's why
Chris Miller's not coming. Chris is like, there's no way I'm buying my own ticket.
Next year, all the speakers will buy their own ticket too, right?
That's right. We've already established that that's how it should be. So I need to share something with you.
What is that?
Merch earlier. I bought a bunch of new merch. I shared with you my Vim isn't for quitters or for developers who don't quit shirt last week, which is nice. It came out really nice. At the same time I bought that, I bought the Mrs. Why is my browser so slow? Hello, browser?
It was last week too when you were doing this.
This is so weird. Anyways, I bought the misses one, the rainbow one, but the small logo over the heart thing, like over here.
Right.
Man, it really looks good. I think I'm going to make some of those for everybody as well. This one right here. This was per her request. She didn't want the big A in the center of her chest. She's like, can I just get a small one? You know, I'm like, yeah, I'll do that. And I saw it. I'm like, man, that looks really good. I think I should probably do more, like that.
Yeah, I've been liking that more and more as well. Yeah. Where sometimes when you have the big logo, it feels like just too much. Especially last year, we had the shield on the entire shirt for the PHP Tech shirt, and it just feels like a big layer of plastic on you.
Yeah.
So this year, we are getting shirts again, but it is going to be just like that, the small logo over the chest.
I forgot about that. That's right. We did decide on that, didn't we? Yeah. We did. I think I'm going to change a lot of styles here. If you are coming to Tech next week and you attend Scott Keck Warren's talk, he will be giving away a couple of Community Corner t-shirts. Actually, the nice thing about it is he's going to be giving away basically gift certificates for the Community Corner gift t-shirts. So you can pick your size and the color. So that'll be really nice.
That's nice. You're not limited to what's in stock or what he has available.
Right. Exactly. Maybe that'd be a good giveaway just for the end of the conference. Like just do some gift certificates to the store.
Yeah, we could probably do that. Let's talk about it. I like how we bounce stuff off each other live for everyone to hear.
This is how prepared we are. Like, hey, maybe we should do this.
Good. No, you first.
I told John. So John and I had a meeting with a client this weekend. This week, which actually went fantastic, but I've been super stressed out. I mean, these weeks leading up to Tech are the worst weeks for me. But it's nothing that John puts on me or anything. It's myself. It's all self-inflicted. Like I just can't stop. I can't shut my brain off. I can't stop worrying, whatever. Anyways, John had bought the team these really nice polos. And they're the Puma brand, right? And so it has like a little Puma on the shoulder. I think I told you this, John. Didn't I tell you this? I don't know. We're going to this meeting. I'm driving in the car, and I look over my shoulder, and I just kind of see like just a little bit of the Puma on there. I'm like, shit, what do I got on my? What is a sticker on my shirt? And I'm like trying to rip this sticker off, and it's like it's supposed to be there. And I'm like, why do I have a sticker on my shirt?
No, you did not tell me that.
Oh, I'm like, why is there a cat on my shirt? I don't understand what's happening. I started trying to peel it off.
Yeah, I was bummed. At last minute, I was trying to buy some more shirts for the team, and they weren't going to be there anywhere near on time, so I didn't end up buying them.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, that's always a fun thing. Like, certain things, for example, the badges are a perfect example of this. Like, we tried to wait to the very last second to order because, you know, we have to have them printed. If you haven't gone to a Tech in recent years, we put a QR code on the back. And all the QR code is a UUID for you. So the name on the front and the QR code should match up, right? It's the QR code should be the QR code for the name on the front. Hasn't been a problem. Don't expect it to be a problem now. But we wait until the last minute because that's how we have people share their information with the vendors who are tabling. And, you know, so we want to, and the QR code's on the back of the, matter of fact, I have one right here from a few years ago. So, you know, this would be the front of the badge. And then the back, this QR code up here is my UUID. So if you were to scan and this,
that's all
you,
it I mean, is.
Everybody can, yeah, you can scan it right now. It's just a UUID. So we did that to make sure that that people attending had privacy. And when John mentioned that to me, I'm like, well, that doesn't make sense. Like, these QR codes, like, there's no way they put, like, email addresses and phone numbers and stuff in the QR code. And so I forget what conference it was. I don't want to call a conference out because I'm not sure it was Laracon. No, just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm not sure what conference it was, but I scanned the QR code. And yeah, all my information was right there in the QR code. I'm like, son of a bitch.
Yep.
So yeah, so we do our best to make sure we protect people. So the idea being, you're only sharing your information with people you want, the vendors you want to have your information.
Yep. I ended up sending a bunch of emails today to people attending the conference because one, I had one scheduled to go out a month ago saying 1 month till tech. And I never hit send because there was a section in there specifically, or a couple, the blog posts, which I then told you, hey, we don't have these on the site. So I just linked to the 2025 site. And on top of that, there was a section in there for, on top of that, there was a section for Battlesnake. And I was reaching out to Tim to say, hey, do you want people to register beforehand? Blah, blah, blah. And I forgot he told me, no, we'll just do it at the conference. And then I left it in the email and I never sent it. And then today I'm like, crap, I never sent that out. So let me send it now. Anyway, this morning was like a flurry of information going out to the speakers and out to the attendees. Something that I ended up letting everyone know, and I can't remember if we shared it on the show, but I want to do kind of like a job fair because I know a lot of people are out looking for work right now. And so on Wednesday afternoon, after the conference, we're going to have a room dedicated to people that are looking to hire and people that are looking for work. They can come together and try and work things out, whether it's actively get a job or just learn more about positions that you should apply for. Unfortunately, because everything that we do is last minute, I had asked you about getting stickers, right?
Mm-hmm.
But very last minute. So what do? I go on Amazon, I order this little sticker printer, and cool. I just printed these before the show.
Nice. Why you didn't put an elephant on it? I don't know, but hey, you know, that's up to you. That's your call.
I'm open for suggestions.
I love that. That printed quick, huh?
But look, it's like it's die cut and everything.
Wait. It die cuts it? Like it,
yeah.
Wait, what? That's pretty nice.
Die cut. So, yeah, I mean, we can put an elephant or whatever we want on there. I just went through ChatGPT and said, hey, I wanted binoculars because I'm looking for. Thought it was clever, and it came up with that. Boom.
We need to create a sticker for contributors. I'm a contributor or something. Yeah. I contribute to PHP Architect. I contribute to the community.
There you go.
Dude, the possibilities are endless.
Send me images. I'm gonna bring this thing to tech with me so we can
I love that.
We man. Can print That's on awesome. Demand.
So yes. The code Lorax has scanned a bunch of badges lately. I have got to tell you, people like Kali, who is the code Lorax in Discord. The community in general, like they come together, like the talent is just crazy. So thanks to the Code Lorax in Discord, and they will be at tech. We have a attendee app, which is, I was very excited about. Now we've had a vendor app, which again, like everything else we do, we were never really happy with the way we implemented it, but we, you know, kind of lived with it because it got the job done. And every year it's like, okay, we're going to clean this up. We're going to fix this. And then every year comes and goes and we never do as much as we wanted. So literally like yesterday or the day before yesterday, maybe, the Code Lorax was kept saying, why don't we make the vendor app and the attendee app the same app? And I'm like, yeah, I like that. Like, but you don't understand. Like, you don't understand everything that's like we put into this and everything that has to be done. And I don't have time to think about this. And she was very much like, listen, just tell me what it does. And I explained it, and they shared it with me today. It does everything the old vendor app did. So it's cool because, A, it's one app. We can tell everybody to go download. I haven't even told you this yet, John. We can tell everybody to go download one app. Then the nicer thing about it is the security on the vendor side is a little better. So the user, the attendee, doesn't have to worry about the login. The login was actually really smart. We talked about the QR code on the badge. Mm-hmm. So when you get your badge, you'll scan your QR code on the back, and that's basically how you log in. There's nothing for you to do. It just tracks, like, you know, what you've flagged, talks you flagged that you want to go see and stuff like that. But what else is going to do? So there's some other cool stuff. We're working. I'm not going to give everything away. It's very cool.
Would it be a pain in the ass to make them enter their email address and make sure that they match up before just saying, okay, you're logged in?
So, well, who are you talking about? The attendee?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're not worried about that. Trust me, you're not worried about it. So all that login does is it creates the session to allow them to track their talks, right? That's all it's doing. Okay. So
it's not revealing any information.
No.
You're not going to see what you're sharing with the vendors or anything.
Right, kind of. Right. Yes, kind of. So the vendor login is a little bit more secure, and I'm not going to share that here. I'll share with people. I'll share with John if you're interested, but it's much more secure, and it's not evident how a vendor logs in, although it will be there if you poke around long enough. And what the reason I said kind of, John, is because the thing kept going back and forth on it. I'm like, listen, the vendors want to scan the badge because they want to talk to people, and they want to be able to take notes. And that's what, like, started the whole conversation of why we had a separate app, because the Code Lorax kept saying, well, let's just put a QR code on the vendors' tables that people can scan.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, you don't understand.
Easy.
Yeah, I'm like, but the vendors want to talk to them. Like, they want to make them approach them.
Mm-hmm.
But the issue we've always had in the past is to qualify for the giveaways at the end, which we've had some pretty great giveaways at the end of the conference, by the way. You've had to go see all the vendors, but not all the vendors manage tables, right? So some vendors are there, but we want to give them, like, something. So typically what people have done in the past is they come back to registration, and any vendors who aren't tabling, we just kind of sign off for them, right? Now, what will happen is that if a vendor's not tabling, and they say, yeah, I'm not going to table, but, you know, if I can get people's information to, you know, send them information, I wouldn't mind doing that. And historically, that just hasn't been an option. It's like, okay, well, if you're not tabling, we can't share information with you. Now, with this attendee app, if an attendee decides, hey, I want to be in the giveaway at the end of the conference, and to do so, I have to share my information with the vendors, they can now scan those QR codes of the vendors who aren't there tabling. And it sets a flag in the database that says this attendee said that they're okay sharing the information with this vendor. And then we can get that information to that vendor. So I'm actually really excited about that. All these little things. I feel like I've lost your attention, John. You still with me?
Not at all. I'm more curious about the security part, but I'm good.
Yeah.
With it.
And this is not tech related, but I'm not going to talk about it until tech. I'm only bringing it up because I saw a certain person in our Discord talking we have kind of an exciting thing to share. We're not completely done with it, but we've reached an agreement with a particular person who's been working hard on building a community that...
Okay. That, I'm like, what are you talking about now?
That, you know, they're not walking away from the community. It's just become too much for them to manage, and they want to take on other opportunities. And so they reached out to John and I, and he's like, hey, this is a great community. Would you be interested in, you know, bringing it into the PHP Architect fold and just, you know, kind of keeping this community going? And it's a lot of work. And I know how much work this person has put into it. I'm like, good God, I don't know if I really want to do this. But we talked back and forth, and, you know, we're like, yeah, it's, you know, it's too good of a community to let go. The person, you know, is somebody we really wanted to try to, you know, help out as much as we could. So yeah, there's something happening. I hate doing these little, like, you know, I can't give it away, and I'm not giving it away because A, I'm too focused on tech. I don't have time to, you know, do everything I need to do this other thing. And B, there's literally like some time things to make everything official. Like, I guess today we just found out we have to wait a week for one particular piece to happen. So,
Is that why? Gotcha.
Yeah. I know you saw the DNS record yesterday. I shared that with you. Like, we initiated that transfer. That hasn't actually happened yet either. So, yeah, there's just things happening that takes time, and I don't like to tease things too much, but
like to tease things.
stay tuned. This one's gonna be kind of cool.
All right, I did bring a couple of things to talk about outside of PHP tech, although I'm sure
you're gonna really like it. Joe, I thought about you exactly when we started having this conversation. I thought about you and Chris a lot. So. What, John? What? I'm trying to get people excited.
Well, you keep doing that. Have you seen this Morse code exploit on YouTube?
Wait, we're exploiting Morse code now? No. Jesus Christ. When does it end?
No. So I like this Dave's Garage YouTube channel, and he went into details about how this AI agent, I guess people are using AI agents to handle their banking now, which just is mind-boggling. Why would you do that? Why would you allow an AI agent to control your funds?
Hell, I don't handle my banking. Got married
through social media, nonetheless. You know, you talk to your bots through social media, and there's supposed to be a layer that authenticates the user, make sure it's the proper user asking for things to be done. But somebody figured out, if I send Morse code to this thing and then it sends that off to another service to decode the Morse code and comes back, it bypasses the authentication piece, and they lost, I think, $200,000 in, I don't think it was Bitcoin, but it was some sort of cryptocurrency. That's just nuts.
I don't understand. Hold on. I don't understand the words coming out of your mouth.
It's not the I've seen
hooded figure brute forcing elliptic curve cryptography in a basement lit by too many monitors.
What's this guy's name?
Yet Dave's on May 4th, a wallet reportedly associated with Grok sent 3 billion tokens to an outside address. Depending on where and when you price those tokens, headlines put the value near $200,000. The base scan transaction view itself shows the transfer at $154,530, successfully executed at 6:49 a.m. UTC.
All right, go check out Dave's Garage. We'll put the link in the show notes. I'm not obviously not gonna play this whole thing, but Jesus Christ.
I forget who, somebody in Discord just said that people are using it to trade stocks. I have seen that, where there were these two YouTubers that are big into AI, each gave AI $10,000 to trade stocks and compete, see who did better after a month.
Right.
And they both lost money.
Right. I mean, well, the thing is, like, with stock, I saw that too. I think Jeff said it, right, Jeffrey?
Yeah.
Like, obviously people don't do this. There you go. That looks much better.
That's why I was distracted when you were talking earlier.
It just printed that fast. Like you made that and it printed. Cause I saw somebody mention it in Discord. Like,
right.
Have an elephant.
Yeah. So I went to ChatGPT, said, "Hey, make me this." I picked one that I liked, sent it to the printer, printed it.
God damn. Yeah. So I know people don't do it this way, but like, as far as like trading stocks, I feel like it's the same way as like, betting on sporting events or just betting in general, right? Mm-hmm. Like you have to be willing to lose money. Like you have to say, okay, I'm willing to lose $10,000 at the opportunity to make a million. So yeah, I could see throwing AI saying, hey, I have $10,000 to lose. See if you can make me money and mm-hmm. see if it makes you money.
Right.
Don't
do it with your whole retirement, please.
Yeah. Don't do it with anything you can't afford to lose, but dude, I couldn't imagine having it. You know what? You know banking is going. You know AI is like some bank is going to implement AI that's going to like drain everybody's account or something. You know it's coming. Good God.
And then they're going to say, oh, it was a mistake. Government bail us out. Government's going to bail them out. It's stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
And meanwhile, all the money really went into the bank CEO's pocket or some crap like that.
Wait, Dave, you're a nice enough looking guy. I don't know why you're still on the screen. Let me just move you out there. Yeah. Doug Mizzle loves Dave's Garage. How do I not know about this one?
He's got a lot of really good videos.
I need to check him out.
I think he's an ex Microsoft employee, if I remember correctly. So he has lots of good stories there.
Cool. Hey, what does she got here?
Oh, man. This one came through earlier today. May have been in Discord.
I was actually just watching this before the show.
Yeah, we hear all the time about NPM packages being exploited and how dangerous they are. Well, it happened in packages. And luckily, it was caught relatively quickly. Like, I think within hours, somebody that watches for security related issues saw it, reached out to packages and said, hey, this happened. They were able to shut it down and make it where you couldn't download that package, and it was fixed relatively quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's scary when people aren't paying attention.
Well, that attack Hulud attack?
I don't know.
That actually was this whole TanStack exploit where like overnight thousands and thousands of packages got compromised. But
that was via NPM, right?
The majority of it was NPM, yeah.
Right.
Go ahead. I was going to do a really bad job explaining why it happened. I hope you have a better.
With NPM, you can say, my package needs to run these scripts, and NPM just gladly runs them. Composer, on the other hand, allows that to happen, but not automatically. It says, hey, this package wants to run a script. Is it okay? And you have to manually say yes. Unfortunately, the majority of people are so used to just clicking okay or saying yes, like, oh, I must really need to do this. Let me go ahead and do it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, because this was caught so quickly, I think they said there was like 700 downloads. And if most of those happened in, say, a CI environment, there was nobody there to say, yes, I want to do this. I don't know if there's a flag when you're doing an install to say, hey, I want to accept all scripts, but I know I don't have that enabled anywhere. And I don't see that many people would actually do that.
Yeah. And I guess that's how this exploit actually happened. Like it had to do something. I don't know all the details. This is when it would be good to have Joe or Eric Mann on the podcast because you know, there's so many components to it, and it happened so quickly. But it had to do something. It had something to do with Google Actions, and one of the ways it got started was, I guess, a malicious actor forked some NPM repo, created a pull request against their fork, and then immediately deleted the pull request. But because of the way that upstream package had their CI configured, even though that the PR wasn't even against their repo, it was against a fork, it still like kicked off this this workflow that caused some keys to get leaked. It's crazy. I literally was just reading up on this before we jumped on the podcast, and if we were going to record next week, I would have stopped talking a long time ago. But I'll share this article in the show notes as well. I really suggest everybody pay attention to this stuff, because it's happening so fast now, especially with AI. It's so crazy. You want to definitely do something.
Yeah, it's so easy to install. I mean, AI is notorious for installing packages you don't even need.
Right.
And yeah, just scary stuff. And then you start getting in, what is the AI exploit? Where they kind of poison your session. Like, cannot think of the name of it.
They poison your session? Your AI like, session?
The context injection where they're getting, they can get, why can I not think of the words? Somebody in Discord help me.
We'll just sit here and wait now.
No. You know what I'm talking about.
I honestly don't.
Prompt injection. Thank you.
Prompt Joe. Injection. Oh, gotcha.
Yes.
Simon Hamp. It's a GitHub action issue. They were about to poison a cache with a package of code which got bundled when legit first party GitHub Actions built the final JS bundle. See, this is why we have people in this community who are way smarter than I am. Simon, if you're not aware of, is one of the brilliant minds behind native PHP. So,
and we will have a couple of talks on native PHP.
We are
next week.
We're gonna have our man there. Our dude.
Sorry, Risky Oregano, you're a little slow on the uptake there.
Prompt injection. No.
Yeah.
He might have been. Did somebody else already say it?
Joe did.
Oh, freaking Joe. Not smart. You just hang around smart people. That's what I try to do.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, Sean will be here. Or be here. We'll be in Chicago. Shane. Damn, I call him Sean all the time, too. That's probably why he looks at me the way he looks at me. He's like, you motherfucker. Shane. Shane will be in Chicago talking native PHP next week. Exciting stuff.
So this is where we would normally throw a commercial up and take a 1 minute break.
Do you think I don't have a commercial?
Yes.
You would be right. We've been meaning to create one, but we haven't.
Yeah. So we at PHP Architect, which hopefully everyone that's listening knows, but we do a ton of different things. The monthly magazine we talk about all the time, the conference that we've been talking about this whole episode. And we have a bunch of really smart developers where we do consulting and augment other teams to build applications. They're the smart ones. I just work here and try and encourage them to be better. This is why we don't do live commercials, because we're terrible at it.
We're horrible. We're really not good at this.
And we're not very good at promoting ourselves, because we like to self-deprecate a ton. But if you're looking to have an app built, or you would like you know, just more eyes on your projects, please reach out to us. support@phparch.com, I guess, will be the easiest way for now. Eventually, we'll have a website that actually tells you how to contact us for this specific thing.
I actually had something really funny happen. So yesterday, my wonderful wife had planned this day. So my birthday was last week. We have tech coming up, and she knows how stressed I get about tech. So she had planned this day of basically, we went to a spa. And, you know, you don't carry your phone around in the spa. Like, they're very much, there are signs all over the place. No cell phone usage, no cell phone usage. Although I saw a lot of people using it. I've never been to a spa, and I've never had somebody rub on me. I like it.
Turns out I like it.
Another woman was feeling my butt. I'm like, all right, I guess the wife's okay with this. No, but yeah, it was an experience. I literally have never had a massage before. I didn't know what to expect. It was fun, but I didn't have my phone like pretty much all day. I had asked John, I'm like, hey, we have this meeting. I'm sorry. You know, would you mind stepping in? And John's like, yeah, no problem. I'll step in. And for the most part, like, it's pretty easy to do because we try to keep each other up to speed on, you know, the status of things. And I get back to my phone and I just see a message from John. What the hell's going on? What are we talking about?
Well, the funny part is I'm never on the call, so I'm on it. And their CEO is like, John, you need to be ready for this. John, this, like, I was going to be doing all the work. I'm like, okay.
And then what was hysterical is the other people on the call, Kaylin and Chris. Chris is like, yeah, no, he hasn't even gotten started yet, John. Just buckle up. I just laughed so hard when I saw that. I didn't know what was said or what was discussed. I just saw that. And I told John, I could hear the conversation in my head. Like, I kind of knew how that conversation was going. Yeah, it was so great.
That was your first massage. I had my first massage this year as well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Did a couples massage with my wife and like halfway through.
This was a couple's massage. So the wife was with me while this other person was touching my butt, just to be clear.
I didn't have anyone touch my butt. But so at one point she said she wanted to look up and look over, like, are you okay? Because this guy was just like, almost seemed like he was on top of the table, just like digging into my and everything.
How'd you like
it? She thought I was getting beat up.
Yeah. How'd you like it?
I liked it. It was fun.
Yeah. Yeah,
I've talked with other people and there's like, you can do like this range of, I want just a nice soothing massage or a really deep tissue massage. And he went more deep tissue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't know that I want to go all the way the other way, but maybe somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to walk out bruised because I bruise easily.
Mine had stones, like hot stones and stuff. Mm. And it's like, and like, they don't give you any warning. They're just like touching you and rubbing you, and all of a sudden there's like these scalding hot stones on you. I'm like, wait, what's that? What's happening? Oh, okay. All right.
I'm just gonna melt into this right now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, good. it was enjoyable. I have a hard time getting comfortable, like ADHD people probably in general, like, not, it's hard to explain. Like, the first thing we did when we got there is we sat, so this wasn't a couple, so there's a male side and a female side, and then there's co-ed sections, and then of course the couples massage. So I had to get like a handler to take me in the male side because neither one of us had ever been there, so we didn't know where everything was. And the first thing I got to do was this mineral soak, and it was the natural spring. This is in Palm Springs. It was a natural spring mineral soak. You know, I'm probably taller than like average, and the tubs for these soaks were for average. And I'm just like sitting in this tub, you know, you're butt naked. And I mean, I guess you didn't have to be. I went to get lunch and the guy's like, sir, please put clothes on. I'm kidding. Did not do that. But you know, when you're in these segregated sections, like you could be butt naked, like it's, you know, because the showers are there, there's a sauna there and all this other stuff. And the spring thing was there. But like, I'm sitting there and you're by yourself. You're in your own little room. And I'm like, okay, like it's hot water. You know, it's nice. It stinks. I mean, it was like, it had this very, you know, I don't know, this it stunk because of like the natural minerals and stuff. But like, it was very hard for me to like let go of things. Cause the whole time I'm sitting there thinking, I wish I had my phone. Like, at least I could be doing stuff on my phone right now, you know? I didn't know, but eventually I got there. And yeah, it was fun. And they have this huge pool. So after a couple's massage, we went and laid out by the pool and it was all good. I don't know if I'll ever be able to do it again. I mean, I'm sure I'll do it again at some point, but the wife loves them. I mean, the wife, this is nothing new for the wife at all. She loves these things. I'm not quite there yet, but if I was in a position to get another massage, before I would just be like, no, nobody's just touching me. Like, I'm not going to get rubbed on by any other man. It's not happening. I would consider it now. So
it's nice to be pampered once in a while.
Yeah. Yeah. Every now and then.
Come out to PHP Tech and Eric will pamper you.
I will rub all up on you.
He implements PSR8. No problem.
Joe, I know, Joe, you went and see, Joe's got too much access. He went and looked at our.
Did he?
Joe went and looked at, I think he must have looked at the DNS, maybe. How'd you find out, Joe? I can't share. Joe knows now. We haven't even told the team yet. Like, the team doesn't even know this yet. Joe's figured
he's
it
hacked
out.
Your machine.
God damn it. It's Joe. No, Joe, that's not it.
That was convincing.
Did that sound convincing?
So convincing.
God damn it. Yeah, Joe, you nailed it, Joe.
Okay, all right.
So anybody want to get Joe drunk next week? He might tell you. Yeah. Oh, it was the droplet that gave me away. Damn it.
Oh, you created a Joe.
The droplet. Yeah, that got transferred over to us, and I needed to spin up a droplet. So, and I even gave Joe access. I'm like, oh, I'll give Joe access because like, when he finds out about this, he'll need to be able to log in. So, Joe, you can actually log into that machine, just so you know. Yeah.
All right. I've had one person so far reach out to me saying that they want the free ticket. If you want a free ticket to tech, let me know.
5 minutes. Yeah, 5 minutes. Because we're just going to give away at that. Are you logged in from your machine?
You can definitely make it there. And have a...
Oh, who are we talking to? Look, we're giving away tech things here. Is that happening in Discord or is it?
Well, yeah, but it's in a private message. Not part of it. They didn't reach out to you.
See, well, then they can't win. If they don't include me, they can't win. I think that's the rule. That has to be the rule.
Yeah.
I kind of suspected though. When you mentioned it, I'm like, I bet you if anybody's able to do it, it's that person. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's. Hopefully, cool. A good opportunity to network with people. Hopefully, find your next gig.
Yeah. Or not find your next gig. I don't want, like, bosses not to send people because it's like this free-for-all of people finding other gigs. It's not that.
This was more, I know a good many people who were recently laid off that are looking for work. And I was like, let me try and make this happen for them.
Yes, we definitely don't promote poaching, but also if you're treating your people right, you shouldn't have to worry about
exactly.
it. Exactly. There's that side of it as well. And by treating them right means you let them go to conferences and let them learn more.
But if we find any of our employees in the job... I did hear from a hiring manager today who's wasn't planning on being a tech. He has a couple of employees that are going to be there, and he's like, "But can I come for the job fair part?" I'm like, "Yeah, that's completely fine. Come,
yeah."
So he's like, "He's the hiring manager. He's going to be the one to talk to." So we at least have one company that would be represented there. I'm hoping there will be other people looking to hire. That's the only one I know of at this point.
I'm excited to see how this goes because when we started talking about tech this year, back last year, like after tech last year, we were talking about trying to do a more official, like job fair-y sort of aspect of the conference. And I don't know, it just got confusing and we kind of abandoned it. Like we were talking about like setting up, you know, a room for interviews and stuff like that and a bunch of stuff. And I'm like, it's just too much to think about. So I'm happy to see you did this. You didn't make me aware of it. It'd be interesting to see if it catches on and maybe we continue to build.
I told you when the idea came up a couple months ago. You just don't listen to me. That's the problem.
What? Oh, I hate that joke.
I love it. It works for me.
Yeah. Did you go to the ball game, by the
Which
way?
Which ball game?
I think we missed a ball game.
We didn't.
We didn't? Okay. Did you go on Saturday?
It would have been Sunday, but no.
Sunday. Yeah. You're right. It was Sunday.
No, I ended up trading those tickets in. That's so 2 weeks from... Or a week from this Sunday, we have tickets that you were going to use with whoever you want. I ended up trading in the two tickets from last weekend for another game and then realized couldn't make it to that game. So then I traded those four in for next Sunday. And then we ended up with six seats next Sunday. And I was like, whoops.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Yeah, I saw it pop up on my calendar. I'm like, I'm not at the game. I don't think John said anything about it. I hope those didn't go to waste.
Still waiting on our Dodgers tickets to sell for next week.
I can't believe they haven't sold.
It is a Wednesday day game, but I still...
Anybody in San Diego want to go see the Padres and Dodgers play, reach out to John. You can have the PHP Architect seats.
They're labeled and everything. They're well designed.
Yeah. It's a booth, basically. I mean, not a booth. We just bring a tent and we put it around the seats.
Right. Yeah, so yeah.
We feel like, you know, it's a suite, basically.
Yeah. I usually bring I bring cardboard and put them between the seats, so I feel...
Yeah. We had to stop peeing in cups there because people are like, it stinks. Unsanitary.
Yes, Jeffrey. Eric and I did become season ticket holders this year, so we have seats.
We were on the bottom of the ladder of season ticket holders. We were like one of the last people that got to pick seats.
Yeah,
but that's how it works. You have to be a season ticket holder for a few years to like slowly build up. Like every year, you get to move up
and get to move closer. And I blame Eric for not letting us do it for the past 10 years to have good seats now.
It's completely my fault. Yeah,
I didn't know anybody, and you didn't convince me.
Come on, John.
Although
please.
I think I did tell you over and over, enough. Do it.
That's John's thing. John was plausible deniability. I learned that about him. He's like this thing we're doing. John's like, dude, like, do it. Like, do whatever you want to do. And then, like, if it fails, John would be like, I told you not to do that.
I made it very clear. If you want to do this, it's fine, but I don't plan on having much to do with it.
Yeah. Which only encourages me more.
Oh, fun.
All right, so get Joe drunk next week. Maybe he'll share with you what this is. Until then, you'll have to wait until we get back from tech. And by that time, I would have forgotten that I didn't tell you all, and it'll just be moving
didn't
on.
Didn't you just in this episode say you were going to tell people next week?
No, I said I because we're not. I'm only teasing it because we're not having a show next week, and I can't. I'm not going to tell anybody because we don't have everything legally and officially done yet.
Gotcha.
I'm too excited to not talk about it.
Gotcha.
So you maybe can get me drunk. All right. I'll tell you.
You ready for your flight tomorrow?
No.
It's starting.
Yeah.
It's starting. You fly tomorrow, I fly Saturday, and we hit the ground running.
Hit the ground running. Hopefully we'll get set up done quicker this year. The trailer should be there Sunday, and team will be there Sunday, and we'll get everything set up. That's always the most stressful part, because John and I don't see the trailer all year long. So it's like, you know, we have to wait for it to get there and make sure nothing got broken, everything's still good, everything still works, and get everything set up, which is the, you know, pain in the ass part to do. But
yeah,
once you get that done, there's like this sense of relief. But the last couple of years, it feels like the team has gotten so good at setup, but like last year, we couldn't even do setup until Sunday night, right? Like the stuff didn't even get there until Sunday night or something crazy like that. So we'll see. It'll be fun.
I've got good news.
Okay.
The magazines I said may not get there.
They're making it?
They're good. They're supposed to be there tomorrow.
Yay! Look at that! There's fireworks and everything! We're all excited!
I ordered the magazines to give away like 3 weeks ago, thinking, by the time they print and ship, no problem getting there.
Yeah.
And I looked on Tuesday and I'm like, the status still says printing. That's not good.
Yeah, that whole last minute thing.
Yeah.
Do all the time.
It's the way I like to do things.
All right. I guess I should start packing. Okay, packing stuff up and be ready to go.
I need to do the same.
I'll see you on Saturday night. You're getting late, so you're not even coming to the ball game Saturday night, are you?
Right. We don't get until 8, and you said the game starts at 6. So
6, yeah.
Doesn't work very well. Yeah, now, if you can convince them to delay the game, we'll show
up. I'll talk to them. I mean, it's just minor league, so they might just yeah, we'll wait.
Yeah.
We'll wait. Sure, it wouldn't be a problem.
They'll offer you the suite. So say,
I looked
say,
at hey, that.
If I get the suite, can we delay the game a couple hours?
I looked at that because since we have the team coming, I'm like, oh, we should do a suite. But their suites aren't as cheap as the suites here, so I did not. Sorry, team.
Gotcha.
So, Sarah, we're leaving. Too bad. Podcast is over.
But it can start now.
Yeah, we might have waited for you if you were going to be at tech this year, but since you're not, sorry, we're moving on. New name came up, by the way, Sarah. I talked about you this week.
Not on the show. You're talking about
no.
Earlier in the week.
Earlier in the week, yeah. Yeah. All right. I don't know. I think that's all we can talk about, right?
Sounds good.
Yep. I'm good. All right, everybody. See you all
Be there.
Yeah, oh, hope,
am I giving see you am I giving this ticket away?
Yeah, I'm giving it away. Let's do it.
It's done.
This is why you want to listen, audio listeners. If you're sitting there saying, well, wait a minute, we didn't get a chance to submit our names, you need to listen live. I'm sorry. We can't wait for the audio listeners. Go ahead. Let's do it.
Well, no, I got to go make sure that they've liked and subscribed first before I can give the ticket away. Jeffrey Davidson is going to be at PHP Tech.
Dun, dun, dun.
Jeffrey, I'll send you information.
If tech isn't until Tuesday, so I don't plan expect it, but if by chance you're going to be there Saturday, let me know, and I'll even take you to the game with the team. But yeah, don't come on Saturday just to go to the game. It's just minor league game. Like, we're not going to a Cubs game or anything like that. It's just a local minor, it's not even major league affiliate minor league, it's an independent league. So
yeah, I'll get you information. You will not have a printed name tag, but you'll have a name tag. I mean, we'll print it there. It's just gonna be a sticker though, because they're already ordered, and that's the way it works.
And you have a sticker maker now. We can even print a QR code for him.
Well, we had the printer where we do that. I don't know if I'd do it on the sticker thing.
Do we have a
printer? Because I'd want to do a full sheet of things before I.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
We printed last year.
QR codes?
Thought we did. We should have.
Oh, okay, cool.
If not, we need to figure it out.
Yeah.
Ask your wife if she did it.
All right, I'll ask. Yeah, congratulations, Jeffrey.
Then we'll see you next week.
Talk to you guys later.
Not on the show. We'll see you at
Tech. No, see you at Tech. No show next week. Audio listeners, right. No show next week. Bye. Right.
This has
Bye.
Been PHP Podcast, the official podcast of PHP Architect, the industry's leading tech magazine and publisher focused on PHP and web development. Subscribe today at phparch.com to see what the leaders in the community and industry are talking about.